Hey friends, I've got sad news.
What's that?
I've got terrible news.
Oh, no.
This is our last podcast.
Say it ain't
this
so.
This is the last podcast for the Science and Religion Podcast. I'm Seth Brown, co-host here.
Colin Turpin.
And we are here to wrap up our series and hopefully kind of go episode by episode, give you a brief recap because I've certainly forgotten about some of the things we've talked about. But hopefully this podcast will give you a refresher to cue you in on the conversations. And then Colin and I are just going to talk a little bit about what we learned in making it and what we learned as we talked about these really tough topics. So it's going to be a brief one, but hey, we're excited, even though we're sad. We've got mixed emotions.
Yes, definitely.
So why don't you kick us off
before we start?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Why are we ending it?
What? Oh gosh. Why?
For what reason yeah. are we stopping the podcast?
Well,
people want more.
I know the people are just clamoring for more. I've gotten thousands upon thousands of emails in my inbox. I've had to get a new email address because I'm just so full of. Okay, I'm sorry. It's really not that. So I'm actually. Leaving to study abroad in Vienna for 3 months.
Say it ain't so.
So I'm not going to be able to make any podcasts with Colin, and Colin's not going to be able to make any podcasts with me because
I'm right.
in Vienna.
He has all the recording stuff.
So. But on a more maybe realistic note, we reached the end of what we set out to do.
That's right.
More or less.
We made it.
We had a schedule of podcast episodes that we wanted to cover, and we got really, really close. And enough to where I think Colin and I put a big check mark on it.
We'll call it good.
So two reasons, but anyways, Colin, why don't you kick us off with a recap of episode one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you remember, the first episode was our introduction episode. Doesn't sound too exciting, but we really, really pushed and explained our vision for this podcast. And hopefully you guys have seen that and heard that we've said multiple times, probably every episode, but it's good because we really want to do it. Our vision being, this is a podcast where we're not here to tell you what to think, to tell you what to do. We're here talking about the conversation, the intersection, the crossroads of science and religion on these various different topics. And so that's why we're here. We talked a little bit about ourselves, and then we moved on to week two.
Yeah, well, and before we hit week two, I just recap on week one. We talked about how science and religion specifically interacted throughout the years.
That's
and
right.
And we kind of gave our four models.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to go back and listen to see what those four models are, because I'm not going to tell you. So week two, we jumped into definitions. We talked about a bunch of the definitions that we're throwing around on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about science and religion casually, but I think... we want to be specific when we talk about them because science and religion are very broad.
Yes.
So we kind of laid some groundwork with definitions. We talked about what is science, what is religion, what is naturalism, what is supernaturalism. I think we talked about different kinds of naturalism, methodological.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
That's a mouthful always. Metaphysical, naturalism as well. So again, it's kind of setting the stage for our three kind of hard-hitting episodes. But we had one more before we got to those, and that was...
On week three, we then talked about justified beliefs, which was really asking the question, okay, before we discuss all these heavy topics, let's talk about believing things in general, and why do we believe the things that we believe, and really what things do we pull on? We talked about different kind of authorities and different reasons why people might believe stuff at all in general. And
I think my favorite example from that one was the old gray squirrel.
Fantastic.
That's how I've got that one categorized in my mind. Episode three is the old gray squirrel.
So when he mentions that, he says, just because a belief is true doesn't mean you necessarily had good reasons to believe in the first place. So if you want to hear more, go back to episode three.
That's right.
Give it a listen.
And hear about old gray squirrels.
And then we moved on to episode four.
Episode four was actually the origin of the world.
That's right.
And I just kind of critically, I thought that was our best one. I think that was the one we were most prepared for, the one that we just hit out of the park. And honestly, that was one of my favorite ones to do. We talked about the conversations on the religious side and the conversations on the scientific side. And specifically, we kind of got into a little bit of history mm-hmm. of how did this the origin of the world conversation even begin, like yeah. the Big Bang that wasn't even a thing until the 1920s. I mean, it was a thing, but it wasn't recognized as a thing until the 1920s, if you believe in the Big Bang. And so we kind of talked about some different responses, both within the scientific community as they grappled to understand the Big Bang, and even within the religious community. And on the religious side, we really dug into four different views of Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And that's, again, like I said, one of my favorites. Go check it out. And then we went to episode 5.
This is the one. I don't have the list in front of me. This is when we took a break.
Oh, that's right. And we took a break.
We listened to a Timothy Keller talk.
My boy, TK.
Who has been mentioned many times on this podcast. He's yeah. a fan. Or we are both, Seth and I are
no,
both fans.
No, he texted me the other day. Oh, and he great. Said he's a wow. fan of our podcast.
Oh, excellent.
No, I wish.
we are fans of... he's a pastor who has a church in New York City.
Yeah. It's a hard place to start a church.
Very smart guy. Incredibly intelligent. Mm-hmm. Super great. Anyway, we got the privilege. He came here to Oklahoma, and we sat and listened to some stuff he was talking about. And the topic was how the Bible has, specifically how the Bible has influenced history mm-hmm. and how kind of the impact that it has had on our society and our culture today. So we weren't planning on talking about it, but it came up and it was really cool. So we spent a week yeah. talking about that.
Yeah. And specifically on that one, we talked about how a lot of the kind of beliefs that Western culture has today, even though those are assumed to have been around for a long time, Keller did a good job of kind of saying, no, actually these beliefs originated in the Bible. So that was really good.
Yeah, maybe challenging for lots of people. Challenging yeah. for me.
Oh,
certainly.
Absolutely. Certainly. Certainly. So that was episode 5.
That was
halfway
five.
Point.
Yes.
That brought us to episode 6.
Naturally.
Naturally. Speaking of natural, we talked about evolution.
That's right.
And the natural course of things as they evolve. And actually, I remember that one because, that wasn't it. I was going to talk about when we recorded on your birthday, but that was actually the origin
that was
the of the
origin
world
one.
Because
yeah, that was my birthday.
I made that joke anyways. No, we talked about evolution and what do Christians make of evolution? What do scientists make of evolution? And that one was really challenging. We had a little special 15-20 minute interview at the end of that one with my dad, and he gave us some thoughts. So what did you think about that one?
Oh yeah, so we just looked at a few of the arguments for it, a few of the arguments against it. I think we kind of ended at a place that I don't know if anyone would claim that the model of evolution is perfect.
Right.
But the question is, what should we do with it?
Right.
It's not perfect. Should
right.
we throw it out? It's not perfect. Should we add to it and build on it?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where we're at. And mm-hmm. I thought that was a really cool, interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
And then next we moved on to week 7, mm-hmm. which was my personal favorite.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was a good one.
This one we talked about sexuality, specifically homosexuality and transgender, transsexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I certainly learned the most on that one.
Yeah.
We just kind of gave, for both, we gave brief definitions, mm-hmm. Why these are even being discussed in our culture as prevalently as they are,
mm-hmm.
And maybe what can you do to learn about it, and where can you go from there?
Yeah,
I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, and that one. So interestingly enough, you said that was the one we learned the most from, for sure. And I think I agree with you on that. But it was also the one that was the hardest for us.
Certainly the hardest.
I remember it was. I think we took a 2 week or like a week.
It was
and a
like
half.
A week and a half break.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I mean, it was a tough topic to kind of get into the material and figure out both sides, and because I mean, it's a tough topic for today. But you're right. That was a good one. I enjoyed that one. And so that kind of ended our. we hit on three really big topics: evolution, origin of the world, transsexuality and homosexuality, or just sexuality in general.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those were our kind of three real big hard-hitting topics. And then we wanted to take a step back and maybe look at some of the questions that might naturally result from looking at these real foundational worldviews. And so episode 8 was is life, we ask the question, is life inherently valuable? Is humanity inherently valuable? And we kind of spitballed some ideas and gave you some ideas on both sides, again, of the conversation, mm-hmm. science and religion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, from that one, it was, I think we landed in a place of it matters where you're getting your information from, right? And the root of how you understand what humans are, that you even begin to equate value
right.
to them, right? Yeah. So that was kind of a tricky one for us to talk about. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, last session we talked about was a big one, mm-hmm. Quite interesting. Why would a good God allow evil? Mm-hmm. And this isn't a scientific question, mm-hmm. But it's something that is certainly addressed by a lot of people, religious and non-religious, and I think is something that is a human question.
Right. Yeah.
Very, very personal. Even to a lot of people.
It sits at the heart of a lot of people, and I think we mentioned it on the podcast, but the focus and aim of our podcast in particular is to get at the conversations that matter, and we find a lot of those conversations that matter happen in religion and science. But again, we're about conversations that matter, and a question that everyone asks, a question that is on everyone's mind, is certainly a question that we wanted to talk about. And so that brings us to this episode right here.
Here we are.
Brings us up to the present time.
The outro.
And guess what we're doing on this one? We don't have to tell you because you're listening to it. But that brings us to our final question, I think. For the podcast, at least.
Okay, what is it?
What did we learn?
Did
we learn anything?
Oh, man.
Why don't you start with that one? I don't want to tackle that one.
That's a great question. So I think it's a great practice, if you're curious, tabulating and teaching, even being a part of this conversation. We keep talking about be a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Us stepping in here and talking about these things has been so helpful, at least mm-hmm. for me personally. Of, I think we have a general idea of a lot of these stuff, but until you sit down and are actually forced to look at the issues and look where you stand, it actually helps a lot just forming, okay, you know, this is kind of the area, or these are the questions that I'm struggling with or wrestling mm-hmm. with, you know, things like that. And so from just a very mechanical point of view, that's something that's good. It's just this process of talking. But I think specific things that I learned, just looking back over the weeks here, I think certainly stuff about the origin of the world, some of those worldviews had not been fully explained to me, or maybe even the implications of those worldviews I haven't thought about. So that was very good for me. As I mentioned earlier, I learned a lot on the sexuality week, mm-hmm. Even just learning the terms, hearing stories, trying to get at the grasp of the human experience, mm-hmm. Through a lot of that stuff. That was very good for me. I don't know. That's what jumps out to me. What about you?
Yeah. So I think, and you kind of hit on it. I think we tend to repeat ourselves in this podcast, maybe just a little, but hey, repetition leads to remembering. Is that, can I say that?
It certainly doesn't hurt.
It certainly doesn't hurt. There we go. So for me, I think one of the things I learned is to, again, in order to get into the conversation, you have to know what the questions are that are being asked, and then you actually have to figure out what to say. You got to figure out what your response is. And there's something about saying something on a podcast, as silly as it is, there's something about me speaking to this podcast that you really have to be clear about, one, what you're speaking about, and two, that what you're saying is something that you can actually get behind. Because I can't in the middle of the podcast go, although I'm sure I've done it before, I can't in the middle of the podcast say, oh, wait, do I actually mean that? Do I really believe that? Is that something that I'm willing to get behind? And so I think kind of taking that step from, again, just kind of a general idea, general notions of what the conversation is, to being able to see real concrete, oh, this is a question, and these might even be the questions I didn't even know were being asked.
Yeah.
And so kind of crossing that line between casual observer and conversationalist, perhaps, was definitely one of the big things for me. And so more specifically, to get into some nitty-gritty details, I think one of the things I learned the most was, it was actually in preparing, as much as I did prepare for the that why is God, or why would a good God let evil happen, I picked up this book called Evil and the God of Love. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to really get into a lot of what that book has to say on the podcast that we covered it on. But just going through this book, I mean, it goes in depth on the conversation. We're talking like since the 400s, 200s, excuse me, AD or CE, Christian era, if, you know. Anyways, all that to say, that is, stepping into that specific conversation, I've learned a great deal from. And maybe when I get back from Vienna, we can kind of maybe come back to this problem and talk about it again. I don't know. I'm just throwing out
maybe
ideas.
Maybe the problem will be fixed by the time you get back.
Oh, gosh.
From Vienna.
We can hope and pray. golly. So I said there's one last question, but there's actually one more. I'm actually, I got to stop making statements like this that I'm going to retract. But we want to know what you learned. What did you, the listener, learn? Send us feedback. Send us ideas that you stumbled upon as a result of listening to this podcast. Send us conversations that you had with others as you talked about this podcast. We want to know what you learned from this podcast series.
Yeah, I personally have gotten feedback from several friends and colleagues, and that's just so awesome, so encouraging. Any little thing, positive, negative, whatever, I'd love to hear it. Mm-hmm. So, tell us what you learned. Seth and I would absolutely adore that.
Yeah. So, Colin, what are you going to leave the people with?
Man, that's a lot of pressure.
I know. It was a question that wasn't scripted.
It's been...
Not that we scripted a whole lot, but...
It's been real, and it's been fun, but it ain't been real fun.
It ain't been real fun. And there you have it from Colin Turpin. From Seth Brown, I'll see you guys in 3 months. Because I'm going to Vienna. Anyways, hey, thanks for joining. We're really excited that you stuck this out and you're listening to this podcast. Seriously, guys, thanks for listening. And be looking for more stuff.
More stuff from the future.
Maybe 3 months. Anyways. All right, see you guys later.
All right, bye.